In the gracious name of our Lord Jesus, our text is from Matthew chapter 6. So I have a big question for you. Is God trustworthy? Can you take him at his word? There are some amazingly strong claims in our reading. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That is a fairly large promise. Or how about the requirements that Jesus says? Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. These claims, those promises, and those requirements will only mean something if we trust the speaker and the words that are given. So my question to you is, do you trust him? And do you trust them? See, trust is a huge thing. You ever hear the phrase, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. It says, I was a fool to trust you, to let you in, to believe your word. But I did. And I did it once too many times. So how many marriages have ended or are in a miserable state because one or the other, or sometimes both, betrayed trust? Their words were phony. They spoke big promises and never followed through. And so the other person in that relationship has lost trust. They're not going to believe a single word that the other one says. Everything they say is met with a suspect emotion. Or how about friendships? They've been wrecked the same way. Or how many people have lost their jobs all because they were not trustworthy? I'm wondering if you know what the worst job in Colorado is right now. It is working for the Unemployment Division of Labor and Employment. Now, undoubtedly, these people are overworked. Right now, 150,000 people in Colorado are unemployed. So those people have to receive the application. They have to look through, verify, process it so that the people can be paid legitimately. But did you know that 7 times that number are fraudulent claims that have come in repeatedly? So I tell you, I guess the people in Colorado are a bunch of thieves and crooks and liars. So every application that comes is viewed with mistrust. So I'm wondering, do we apply the same caution to the words of Jesus? Can we? Do we believe them? Or do we temper the things that he says with a good dose of doubt? You know that Jesus lived with a mistrust of certain individuals. He hated hypocrisy, lying, putting on an act, having a false face and a false heart. There are seven woes in Matthew 23, and the sixth woe is this. Woe to you teachers of the law and you Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, you are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. That same group got it from Jesus. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Jesus disdained the false heart, but he loves the truth. So when he says to us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well, he's speaking truth. It really happens. When he tells us, do not worry, he's telling us the truth. Because your heavenly Father and my heavenly Father know what our life is like. He knows what we need, what we worry about. Our Heavenly Father provides generously. See, he speaks the truth. You can trust the words of Jesus. Over and over again, it says that Jesus is one who brings us truth. In John chapter 1, that introduction, that wonderful introduction to Jesus, it says this, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And later, the same chapter, the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. In John 14, Jesus said this, I am the way and the truth and the life. And the high priestly prayer, John 17, Father, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. The truth is that we have a God through his good hands who takes care of us and gives us everything that we need in life. In this account of the Sermon on the Mount, did you notice the progression from the lesser to the greater? It runs like this. If God the Creator cares for the birds and the lilies and the grass that he has created, how much more would the same God, our Heavenly Father, care for us, his children? I imagine some of you have memorized sometime in your life Luther's Small Catechism. And so the explanation to the question, what is meant by daily bread, is answered this way. Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food and drink, clothing and shoes, house and home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout rulers, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. That is what God provides for us. I find it a marvel that God has given to us human beings such abilities. Don't you stand amazed that God has given the very mind for people to create a rover here on earth and send it up and have it land on Mars successfully. And isn't it a marvel that there are people who can work on a vaccine that will allow people safety and health? Isn't it a wonderful thing that God gives a heart to those that will teach our children wonderful things, who have a heart that cares for and nurtures and blesses them? And every time my car does not work, I marvel that my mechanic can take care of it and get it going once again. Look at what God's given you. Look at the talents and abilities that you have in life and what you have done or do in your occupation so you are able to be a blessing to the world all around you. It all came from God's hands. And all comes so you are able to provide for others in your life. You see, trust is a hard thing to give. We are fearful because some people are not trustworthy. But that is not true about God. Our trust goes from small to large. If God can take care of what I put into my mouth, what I drink, what I wear, those things that are important, as Luther wrote in his explanation, he can also take care of what is greater. He can take care of my soul. He can make it clean. He can wash it pure. He can tell me that I have immortal breath. That when I take my last here, I take my first in glory. See, our God takes care of our greatest needs, peace in our soul. And he did so by going to the cross so that we can be healed. In Luke, Jesus says this: "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Trust is the confidence that God will do exactly what he said he would do. You know Psalm 46, verse 10 says this: "Be still and know that I am God." When Jesus was on the cross, his last words were a word of trust. Remember, he cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And with his loud voice, he died. See, our Lord had a heart of trust, knowing he was taken care of in life, in that death, and in the resurrection to come. When my plumber or my mechanic looks at me and says, "Don't worry," and then the second question is, "You do have a Visa Gold or Platinum, right?" Well, when they say that, I begin to worry. But when Jesus tells me and you that we don't have to worry, you can take him at his word. So over at Ascension, we tape our services. We don't know how to stream them. We're not smart over there in Littleton. And so I asked Pastor Mathis, I had to introduce his sermon. So when he tapes them, or when he has them here, I introduce them. And so I asked him, "Tell me about yourself." So he told me about Lisa, 3 kids, 3 cats, a salamander that has to hide from those 3 cats. And then he said his favorite verse is Revelation 21:5. "The one who sits on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making everything new.'" And then he said, "These words are trustworthy and true." When Jesus says, is trustworthy and true. Trust his guidance. Trust him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your body, with all of your life. Because when you do, your life will be better. In Christ's name, amen. May the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until life forever in heaven. Amen.